Good morning, everyone. So now I am going to present about the good agricultural practices and what our achievements in the past, what our experience with the good agricultural practices in Africa in the past, and how we are going to disseminate GAP through the TADS project. So good agricultural practice, shortly called GAP, is an integrated set of recommended crop, soil, water and weed management practice. So the list of GAP component technologies, there are many. I just listed a few that are more important for African conditions, starting from land clearing. As you can see in Africa, for example in Tanzania, you can see trees, bushes in middle of the rice field. In Uganda, you can see the previous nursery in the middle of the rice field. So land clearing, tillage, good bonding, pre-flooding in case of irrigated conditions, puddling, leveling, cultivar choice, certified seeds, nursery sowing, planting method, thinning and gap filling, fertilizer application including rice advice, weeding, flooding, drainage, etc. I just put etc. because there are many other missing, you know, I cannot list everything. So currently in Africa, in a recent study, a modeling study shows that the current rice yield gaps in sub-Saharan Africa is from about 30% to 90% rice yield gap. And I gave the yield gap for East and Southern African hubs. This is the yield gap at farmer level, as you can see. For example, this is the maximum yield they can get in a particular country and a particular hub, but the mean yield of the hub is only 4 tons. So this is the red is the current yield gap. What I mean by farmer level yield gap, that is with the knowledge we have, not even having new technologies, we can improve. We have the yield gap of almost 30%, 40%, 50% that can be the yield gap can be meet out by good agriculture practices. So the potential of closing the rice yield gap with good agriculture practices, I given a classical example. Here we conducted an experiment for 2 years in Tanzania with simply 5 treatments. The first one is I also presented with the results. If the farmer don't apply any nitrogen and no weeding, if you don't weed and don't apply any nitrogen, the yield level is 0.5 ton. And if he apply only nitrogen, not weeding, then there is no advantage of applying nutrition without removing the weeds, because the weeds eat everything. Only weeding, no application of nitrogen, but clean weeding, double the yield. You compare here from 0.5 ton to 1.2, 1.3 tons per hectare. When you apply enough nitrogen and then clean weeding, the yield jumps to 5 tons with good agricultural practice. Here the good agricultural practice is improved variety, bonding and leveling and line planting, maintain the plant population. And you apply enough N, enough phosphorus, enough potassium and weeding, clean weeding, yield goes up to 6 to 7 tons per hectare. This is from Tanzanian conditions. Here you can see under farmer's practice, the difference between this and this, you can see the same trend for the treatments, but you can see a huge difference. The difference between GAP and farmer's practice here is, this is a traditional variety here, no bonding or proper leveling and no line planting. As you can see, the yield won't go beyond 4 tons. This is what we call yield shielding with traditional varieties. The previous session was discussing about why we have to change variety. You know, this is the reason. We cannot improve the yield with the traditional varieties. Though the taste and farmer preference is there for a variety, we may need to bring that qualities to an improved variety that are fertilizer responsive. So what happened in the past? Yield advantages realized with the GAP in Africa. In Cote d'Ivoire, when compared to farmer's practice, they got 4.2 tons and then the maximum yield of 7.3 tons achieved in 1999, 20 years back, with good agriculture practices in Cote d'Ivoire. In Mauritania, yield increased from 4 to 8.5 tons. In Senegal, yield increased from 5.6 to 9 tons in Senegal with good agriculture practices. And in 2013, in Benin, yield increased from 5 to 7.8 tons. recently these are all from West Africa. Of course, West Africa yield levels are much higher than East Africa, because rice is a new crop comparatively in East and Southern Africa when compared to West Africa. In Tanzania, yield increased with farmers' practice from 2 tons to 3 to 4.5 tons with the gap. A maximum yield of 8.5 tons was achieved in Tanzania. This is the study was done by myself. So this is a farmer got 8.5 tons in Tanzania. This is through the SAD SC project, in the previous project. So what we did with this experience, we also did good agriculture practices introduction and to see their effect at the continental scale in entire sub-Saharan Africa. So we gaps were introduced in 30 rice crops in 19 countries between 2013 and 2015. And here, for simplicity, we introduced only 3 to 4 gap component technologies. 20 to 30 farmers were participated in this experiment. And these are the prominent gap technologies introduced on land preparation. I don't want to read everything, but you can read there. Land preparation, improved variety and certified seeds, crop establishment method and timing, inorganic fertilizer application and timing, weed management options. And then this yield, I comparing how much yield we got through gap with the previous yield gap survey yield. The yield gap survey yield was the farmer's yield, and the gap yield is with the good agriculture practice. So in this graph, you can see large yield advantages were realized with the gap. As you can see, more the points above this line means with the gap, the farmers got higher yields than their own practice. Overall, at sub-Saharan African level, a yield increase of 1 tons was achieved with good agriculture practices introduction, and that too with only 3 to 4 gap component technologies. The yield increase per rice growing season, the highest yield increase was achieved under rain-fed lowland condition, 1.2 tons per hectare. This is the sub-Saharan African average, not hub level. It is the continental average. Rain-fed lowland 1.2 tons yield increase, irrigated lowlands 0.7 tons, rain-fed upland 1 ton per hectare. You can also see there are some hubs with lower yield, with gap than yield gap survey. That is because of the annual weather variability, because in the yield gap survey year, they received a good rainfall, but in the gap year, they received the drought, there is a drought effect. So those aspects, as well as when they use first time good agriculture practices, sometimes they use improper use, so that these issues reduced in few places the yields with the gap. So I just take an example of rain-fed lowland. You can see with the gap yields were between 3 to 6 tons, while the yield gap survey yield were from 2.2 to 5.8 tons. In this rain-fed lowland, the largest yield increase achieved, and minimum of 12 to 282% yield increase was achieved with the good agriculture practices when compared to the yield group survey yield. More than 100% yield increase was in Benin and Ghana, as you can see in this graph. This is the yield increase, percentage of yield increase with good agriculture practices in many hubs in Africa. So based on this experience, we also did some outscaling effort through the SAD SC project in the final year. So this is our previous outscaling effort. We developed gap charts, 8 gap charts were developed in Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Madagascar, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Tanzania. And we intensively trained in 2016. We trained 72 farmers in Benin, 100 in Cote d'Ivoire, 150 in Ghana, 320 in Madagascar, 150 in Nigeria, 40 in Sierra Leone, 717 in Tanzania. In addition, 1,000 copies of GAPCOM Year Planner were distributed in Tanzania. And currently, through other projects, we are training 1,500 farmers currently being trained on GAP in this year. So the major constraint for GAP adoption by the farmers, of course, farmers' limited knowledge of the farmers on importance of gap. Farmers may think that in our experience, we say that we observe that When we say we have to apply fertilizer to the field, farmers think that their fields are fertile. They compare their field with the neighboring farmers. If they do better than the neighboring farmers, they think that's the maximum they can get. And then accessibility and availability of CAM component technologies, like certified seeds not available to the farmer or accessible to the farmer, fertilizers not available or accessible to the farmer. Lack of extension personnels and support, lack of large scale efforts to technology dissemination. And the impact pathway of TAD, how you want to disseminate GAP to increase yield in the target sites. This is a step. We want to train GAP training to service providers and lead farmers, because we got to include the farmers in the, from the beginning to finalize the list of GAP we want to introduce by Africa Rice. And this is done by Africa Rice and NARS partners. And then the lead farmers practice and demonstrate GAP in their farm. So when the lead farmers practice and the neighboring farmers learn from lead farmers through farmers field days, at least we are aiming 100 neighboring farmers are learning from a lead farmer. The service providers and Africa Rice provide backstopping to lead farmers here. And then the third step is the neighboring farmers practice GAP in their field and get higher yields. So the service providers facilitate the farmers' field days of the neighboring farmers and the lead farmers. So in this pathway, we need the support of the seed system. We can work with the seed system. The seed system can provide the certified seeds to the lead farmers as well as the neighboring farmers. We are also discussing with a month back or 2 months back, we started discussing with the TAD Soil Fertility Compact, IFDC. They want to work together with Africa Rice on the rice system. They want to provide fertilizers to the farmers we are going to work. So they also feed, they bring seeds, and mean seed system bring the seeds, and the IFDC Soil Fertility Compact brings the fertilizers, required fertilizers to the farmers. So this is an example of a budget of $135,000 USD. In 3 countries, we may train 30 service providers and 35 lead farmers trained, and then 100 neighboring farmers learn from each lead farmer. Then the total number of farmers are 7,575, and additional 2,270 tons of paddy produced. The assumption is each farmer practice GAP in 0.3 hectare, and the yield increase is one ton yield increase per hectare. So the total benefits reached will be 6,000, assuming 8 persons per household. So if you have a doubt, okay, lead farmers practice and demonstrate the GAP in their field, and then the neighboring farmers are just visiting and learning from the farmer. Do you have a proof that they are really learning from the lead farmer? That's why I presented this figure. This is again a result from Tanzania. We introduced GAP with the farmers for 2 years, and then we also conducted many farmers field days. After 2 years of this work, we went back to the farmers. This is a follow-up survey. Follow-up survey we conducted with both the demo farmers. Demo farmers, I mean the lead farmers here, and then the visiting farmers or the neighboring farmers. As you can see, I like this graph because it clearly shows how the yield increase. For individual data, you can see here. The yield obtained by the lead farmers before demonstrations is 2.6 tons per hectare. Tanzanian national average is 2 tons. These farmers got 2.6 with their own practice. When they participated in the demos, after 2-3 years, their current average yield is 5.9 tons per hectare. The visiting farmers, the yields are the same. Before they participated in the farmers field days, 2.4 tons. After participating in the farmers field days, their average, you can see the number is 151, 4 tons per hectare. So this is a proof we can have the GAP demonstrations and farmers' fields as effective in farmers' learning and yield increase. So in the TAD project, we are going to work in 3 countries, Cote d'Ivoire, Uganda, and Madagascar. And of course, we are still, the partners are not yet finalized. So we need to work with the national system or country projects, and then the national system. Actually, we need to find out an agency to do the work in the field, and Africa Rice and the national system will train them, backstop them in all these three hubs. So I just presented the all the partners here, but the partners may be changed after the discussions in this meeting.